T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Gostisbehere, his shot, and they score! Shane Gostisbehere sneaks it through, and Obey Kubel, he scores! 2 for 62, Philadelphia leads it by a pair. The Flyers clear it down off the goalpost, Pitlick gets to it, that's all, Tyler Pitlick. Philadelphia will take on the Montreal Canadiens in round one.
Well, that was last night, and boy, that was just great to see as the Flyers go 3-0 in the round robin, and yes, get the one seed. Moving ahead, and I got to tell you, one of the pleasures of hockey being back is that we get to watch and listen to our pal Bill Clement. Saw you the other night on TV, and Bill, I'm sure the layoff's been tough for you. Again, it's just so nice to hear you back on TV.
Thank you, Glenn. I really appreciate that. Yeah, the layoff actually was rather relaxing. When you're stuck on the side of a mountain in the Blue Ridge Mountains in North Carolina and your view goes forever and nobody's bothering you, it got a little long at the end, but it's great to be back. I really missed it. And I can honestly say, Glenn, that I've never been so proud to be associated with the sport of hockey as I am right now. I think the NHL did just a magnificent job on the restart. And the fact that they were able to hammer out a 4-year extension of the collective bargaining agreement during the pause. So hockey's going to have 6 years of labor peace. I mean, and the product, I think, looks great. It sounds great. And now that the Flyers are doing this well, I wondered where we would – I wondered if we could come out of the pause the way we finished, you know, and we have. And I wondered how we stacked up against the beasts in the East. And now we are the beast in the East.
That's really nicely said.
Yeah, well said.
That's all nicely said. One of the things, and I want to get to this first, because it was interesting in that during the round robin, they didn't get the scoring from the guys who were considered the stars of the team. They won on depth. You just heard those goals from yesterday night. We usually focus on the top of the roster, but you were on a team that won two cups. Yeah, it had Hall of Famers, it had All-Stars, but it also had third, fourth lines that really could do something. It had deep defense. What does it mean for this team this year to get what it's getting from, I don't want to say the bottom of the roster, but the depth guys?
Well, for me, it's really exciting because we even have more depth that's not even on the ice. The cupboards were really bare just a few years ago. Ron Hextall started the job of restocking the cupboards, but Chuck Fletcher has done an awesome job. When Alain Vigneault wanted four pairs of forwards that could kill penalties. So he brings in Derek Grant, Chuck does, and Nate Thompson, Tyler Pitlick, and these guys can play. They can all play. Nicholas Obey-Kubel. What I'm most encouraged about right now is that we haven't heard a peep from Claude Giroux yet.
Yeah.
And so there's still people to be heard from. And I think that augurs well. G is not going to sort of sit on the sidelines and not do something will happen. But the way our D plays, and if you look at the difference in the games, especially Washington, they had major defensive turnovers and breakdowns in their zone. And we took advantage of them. We don't do that any longer. We don't break down in our own end. Are we going to get scored on? Of course. You can't, you got to pitch shutouts every game. But the number of giveaways and the number of breakdowns and the number of times we willingly yield our blue line. Alain Vigneault, as long as we've got forwards coming back in the neutral zone, he lets his D-men pinch up on the sideboards. in the neutral zone. And it's an aggressive, compact, almost wolf pack-like defense. We're a swarming team. It's part of its work ethic, part of its never-stopping skating. AV's practices are 45 minutes long, but he relies on the sports science guys to know what kind of shape his team is in, how tired they are. But the brilliance of Alain Vigneault is that when the game starts, he goes with his gut, and he goes based on what he is seeing. He's not checking on any digital numbers and looking at a graph or looking at the heart rate or anything. So when he wants to rely on sports science for his practices, he does when the game starts. He is one of the best bench bosses I've ever seen.
Yeah, that was one of the things I was probably going to ask you, Bill, was you had the opportunity to play for one of the best coaches ever in Freddie, who was in so many ways really ahead, way ahead of his time, and certainly way ahead of the other coaches in the NHL with the things that the things he brought to your practices, his reliance on film study. I mean, he was really revolutionary in a lot of ways, and you had the opportunity to kind of begin your career under him, which was a tremendous advantage. I'm not asking you to compare him straight up to Vigneault to him straight up, but I mean, you've been around hockey long enough that you can kind of understand how certain coaches operate. And I know you were very enthusiastic about the hiring of Vigneault. You thought that he was going to come in here and have results immediately. But for the layman, what are his real strengths as a coach? Why does he have such success?
Well, and I do believe, and I'm on record as saying I believe he is the best coach the Flyers have had since Fred Shiro. And when you add in the staff, Mike Yeo is a bright guy. I don't think he was cut out to be a head coach, although he was a head coach for two teams. Michel Therrien, head coach. Ian LaPerriere is a great liaison to today's players because he's not that far removed from the game. But Alain Vigneault, first of all, I mentioned his bench management. I never really studied opposing coaches and how they handled, you know, closely watching. But to get a chance to watch him as a Flyers coach and how he moves people, how he reduces ice time or increases ice time based on what he's seeing, how he may tweak, move somebody around, and they all seem to work. So his in-game, his gut reaction to what's going on the ice and his insights during the game are second to none. But it's more than that. I've had guys tell me that there were past Flyers coaches, and I had one Flyers Hall of Famer tell me about a well-known coach. He said, good coach, bad person. And you can't win when you're a bad person. Mm-hmm. Alain Vigneault is a good person, and when he does a scrum with the media, he'll say, I can tell you this because I've already told this player this or my players this. But if he hasn't told his players, he won't tell the media. He's a great communicator. He is very direct, but he's very fair. He's demanding when he has to be, but he doesn't do it in a demeaning way or a threatening way or a loud way. He's just really, his behavior is really consistent. I remember when he was hired here, I'm really good friends with the guy that was assistant in Vancouver for 7 years, Rick Bonus, because he was my right winger when I played with the Atlanta Flames. Man Bones is now coaching the head coach of Dallas after Jim Montgomery got let go. But he said, I worked with him for 7 years, and you will never see him sweat in front of tough questions. You'll never see him blink. He is himself all the time. He admits to the media, hey, I'm going home and having my martini. I love my martinis. You know, he's as secure as any coach I've ever seen in any sport. And I think that translates to calm on the bench, to being able to communicate with the players. So I think he's pretty well the complete package right now. And the Flyers have obvious room to grow because they're young. And when I look at some of the young guys, Joel Farabee, I mean, it's Travis Sanheim, Philip Myers, are you kidding me? He's a great player. Ghost goes in. I thought Shane Gostisbehere looked great last night.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, it's a real exciting time. I mean, dare we mention the C word?
We're going to get there. We're walking you toward it. And we're talking to Bill Clement, played on two Flyers Stanley Cup winning teams. He's been a terrific broadcaster nationally and in this town for a long time. I want to ask you about Carter Hart, and we all agree that the kid has been terrific. He looks so good. But I'm also curious, I'm trying to figure out how to answer this, what he doesn't know, what he's got to learn. The Stanley Cup road is an entirely different thing. What does he have to do over the course of the next 6 weeks to be that guy?
Stay the same. even though the world around him is changing, right?
Mm-hmm.
He knows he has such great mind control, mental control. You know, the psychologist that he's worked with since he was 12 years old, he stays in the moment. It's almost like there are little bubbles. If he gets scored on, that's a bubble that kind of floats away. You ever see him squirt his water bottle up in the air and follow one of the drops all the way to
the
ice?
Yes, yes.
That's how he gets back into focus. When your brain starts to, you know, fire all kinds of different thoughts into your head, that's when your technique breaks down, right? If you start to overthink, if you start to worry about the next goal, if you start to think, oh, if I don't do this, then we're not going to win. He seems able to avoid that kind of mental process, and he just stays in the moment. And his technique, it's funny, I don't know if you saw the game against Washington, the goal that Scott Laughton scored when Travis Konecny pulled Braden Holtby way out of the net and then flipped around and passed to Scotty Laughton, who had an empty net goal. Well, Carter Hart would never be that far out of his net. He stays central. His technique is perfect. He doesn't have a five hole. If you notice, when he goes down, the tops of his pads are tight together, and he's not as afraid of being scored on at the end of his toes. He wants to protect the middle of the net, which mm-hmm. is a smart thing to do. So I haven't seen him even come close to looking like he was rattled or looking like he was going to stray from his technique or looking like he wasn't back in his moment. And there were more factors. You know, when he wasn't winning on the road, our power play was awful on the road and our penalty killing wasn't any good. So people wanted to load it all on him. Oh, he can only win at home. Well, he's not at home now, right? I mean, nobody is really up in Toronto, but he's an amazing kid. I can't imagine that he won't be a top goaltender in the NHL for at least 10 years. At least.
Wow. Yeah. They've been looking for that.
Yeah, Bill, I agree with you. I think he is very for real. I don't think this is any kind of an illusion. I think he is this good. And I think he's a guy that can win with long term. No doubt about that. You know, when you look at the you mentioned the overall composition of the coaching staff. I mean, starting with Elaine, but then going through his staff. It's really good. And I think one of the ways that you can see that it's really good is their special teams play is so much better than it was. Great progress there. The penalty kill is outstanding. The power play struggled, was one of the one areas through the first two games here that was, you know, not particularly good. They were shut out. But I thought the return of Gauthier-Spaire he could make such a difference there. I mean, that's the one area where you say, the power play's got to get better. Well, he could be the key to making it better. And I'm just wondering, you said the Tampa Bay game, he looked so good, and he did. He had so much jump. I mean, do you think this is the beginning of him working his way back in as a really key player on this team?
Well, I think he's shown us that he can bring that different element if you need goals. But the truth is that the Flyers have 7D that can all play. 8. Mark Friedman can play too. I think what Ghost gives, remember though, in the game, most of the game is 5-on-5, right? The Washington Caps come at you. They had a 2-to-1 ratio of hits more than the Flyers did. And Tom Wilson just runs over people, and Alex Ovechkin runs over people. Those games are hard for Ghost. He's not a big guy, right? And he might be able to help you on the power play, but you really need guys that can play 5-on-5. Tampa Bay, they beefed up their team, right? They got Blake Coleman, they got Patrick Maroon, they got Goudreau. Those are bangers, but they're not as heavy as Washington. So that was a perfect place to insert Ghost into the lineup. Yes, to try to get the power play going, which it didn't. It's really interesting. We haven't allowed a power play goal yet, and we haven't scored a power play goal yet.
I know.
But it gives AV a really nice option if he wants to use them. Let's say the Flyers play, you know, Montreal is not a heavy team. I can see Ghost playing against the Montreal Canadiens. But if the Flyers meet a real heavy team in the next round, a Columbus, Robert Haig can play the heavy game. He loves to hit.
Yeah.
So it's just a comment on the great depth that the Flyers have. If and when Michael Roffel gets healthy, there's another piece. And what about Oscar Lindblom? I mean, there's a chance he could play. And remember, too, this is a team that was counting on Nolan Patrick to play this year.
Yeah,
we have a richness of depth, and we don't have those players. Oscar Lindblom is a bona fide top six forward.
Yeah.
We haven't had him.
It would be so great to get him back. They said September he could be back, and that would really be something to pick him up along the way.
Oh, yeah.
Last one for me, and you mentioned the Canadians. We, I can't tell you much about other teams in the league now because I've just, you know, I haven't seen them in so long. Carey Price to me remains a guy that you got to respect. But what can you tell us, Bill? I know they're the 12 seed, but in the NHL we've seen upsets. What can you tell us about the Canadiens?
We do well against the Canadiens and Carey Price. RJ Umberger lit him up one series. I think he got four in one game. They're a team that needs Carey Price. I mean, that's it. They only have three defensemen that are really good, and they played really well. Petrie and Ben Sherratt and the man with the big shot back there. What the hell's the name? How can I forget his name? He wins the hardest shot. He got traded for P.K. Subban. At any rate.
Right, I'm thinking of Subban.
No. Shea Weber.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
he can break bones with a shot really easy. I really think we're going to spend a lot of time in their end, and in a 7-game series, it's going to be hard for them to compete with really only three bona fide guys that can play. We're deeper than them in every regard. They work exceptionally hard. They're very fast. If we can beat the beast in the East the way we have, I mean 4-1 Tampa, 4-1 Boston. You know, we beat Washington. And you know what? I thought we played our game coming right out of the blocks. You called it an exhibition game. Games against the Pittsburgh Penguins aren't exhibitions. And we beat them in overtime when Scotty Laughton scores. If we respect Montreal as a team that can beat us, then we will beat them. The only way we can lose to Montreal is if we disrespect them and believe that they are down on the canvas before the series starts. It's always the boxer that thinks, you think he is down and out, that gets up and throws one big one and knocks you out. So I hope we can muster up enough respect and fear that they are capable of beating us. And if that happens, it's our series.
Boy, that'll be something to see. We're going to get to see Bill Clement on TV over the next few weeks?
Yeah, well, we get the next round, that's for sure, unless NBC plucks the one away from us like they did last night. We were supposed to. We didn't find out until Friday, Saturday night that that we weren't doing that game.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we didn't know what time they were going to play until whenever, but boy.
I should say Friday night. Tonight, I can't wait to watch tonight. I mean, there's so much drama. I mean, how about the Columbus Blue Jackets up 3-0 against Toronto with less than 4 minutes to go, and you don't come back on Columbus?
No.
On John Tortorella's team?
Yeah.
And Toronto does, and they win in overtime.
Unbelievable.
Way to go Leafs.
Yeah, what were the chances there? It's been great, and I think what you said at the start is really true. The product has been very good. The presentation has been excellent. The way they've got the arenas, you know, with the blue canvas draped over them, it's a good look, and it's working, and it's better hockey than I thought we'd see off the bat. So
me
we
too.
Look forward to seeing more. And Bill, we hope to talk to you again as this goes. Oh, who knows? Several rounds, 3 rounds, 4 rounds.
I'm here for you guys, whenever you need me.
Thank you so much, Bill Clement.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, boys, take care.
All right, take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.